This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1708. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 13th, Abkhazia, Argentina, Australia, Azerbaijan, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Congo, Congo DR, Cuba, Europe, Germany, Greece, Hawaii, Indonesia, Italy, Korea North, Korea South, Malaysia, Mongolia, North America, Peru, Russia, Rwanda, Sarawak, USA, Uruguay, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. In Russ DX, reports from Deneb Radio DX are quoted about what's on 9535 in Russia. Mikhail Bikhanov in Krasnodar reports hearing February 2nd at 11:15 to 11:25 UT. Auto radio, as we would pronounce it, A-U-T-O, and wonders if that's a regular broadcast or was it something relayed by hooligans. In Ryazan, Dmitry Kotuzov replies, usually the Abkhaz radio station from Sukhumi is on weekdays, followed by this relay of auto radio, except on Sunday. And then Alexander Golovkin in Toliadi says, according to my observations, Avtoradio constantly activates following the Radio Abkhazia broadcast. And Roman Pankov in Bulgaria says, a few years ago, Govorit Sukhumi was on the air in summertime after 3, 7, 11, 14, and 17 hours. Since November, there were reports that they use 9535 at least after 11 UT several days a week. And very often at the end of the transmission, auto radio continues immediately. In communication of the British DX Club, Stig Hartvig Nielsen from Denmark reports on his prolonged visit to South America. He went to see Radio Nacional in Buenos Aires. It's an old building, but very well maintained. He had an appointment to visit the live broadcast in English on a Friday afternoon. That's 18 UT. The host of the program is Mirjan Turkula. She is a trained translator, never writes her own material. Everything comes from three journalists. Her job is simply to translate and read the news and other items for the broadcast. The aim of RAI is obviously not to draw a negative or critical picture of the situation in Argentina. Virtually all shows on RAI are aired live, including the two daily broadcasts in English at 18 and 02 UT. Mirjan and her colleague Fernando take turns to be in charge of the programs. The English department now receives about a dozen letters a month from listeners. Previously, they got many more. Rob Wagner reports to the ARDXC that HCJB Kununurra, Australia, was having some technical problems. The morning of February 7th at 01:45 in the Hindi service on 17760. Lots of breaks in transmission. It would often be off for 20 seconds and on for 2 seconds. This went on for around 30 minutes. Later he got a reply from the broadcast technician. Because of a combination of tuning problems and transmitter control malfunction, inhibiting proper alarming. We usually catch this problem, but with the creek in high flood, this is not possible. Rob Wagner explains at his MEDXR blogspot, at this time of year, the far north of tropical Australia receives its major rainfall, usually hundreds of millimeters every week, and the occasional cyclone. The place becomes awash with water. The creeks become raging rivers. We hope Kununurra doesn't get washed away. Quite often lately, I've found HCJB to be audible on 15340 around 14 or 1430 UT because Havana is missing from its morning frequency, 15340. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was monitoring what's been carried on the 10-kilowatt transmitter in Stepanakert, Azerbaijan, 9677+, most recently on 9677.30, and before that on 9677.45. He was monitoring on February 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. There are at least three different programs or stations on what is obviously the same transmitter. Voice of Justice is heard as follows. In Azeri, on Friday at 14 to 14.35, that seems to be also on Tuesdays, and on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 06 to 06.35. Voice of Talishistan is heard Saturday at 12 to 13, actually scheduled until 12.57, Monday through Saturday, and also at 15 to 15.57 and 09 to 09.57, all of those daily except on Sundays. And the third one is spelled, I have no idea how it's properly pronounced, ICTIMAI Radio. That's heard at 1300 to 1403 on Saturday and 1100 to 1157 on Sunday. Oh, this one is also in the Azeri language, but the middle one I mentioned is in what else? Talish. In the DRM-NA group, via Alakesh Gupta and Huelva Garcia, Rafael Diniz reports on some DRM tests coming up from Brazil's official broadcaster, EBC, but using only a transmitter with an AM power level of 4 kilowatts, starting on 6,000 kilohertz in the AM mode, and then changing the crystal to 5990 for the DRM-30 exciter. 5990, you may recall, is the old frequency of Radio Senado, which was running very high power. But these tests are, as I said, low power, just to see how well they are received in the Amazon, between 1130 and 1730 UT, as long as Brazil is on summertime, and then I assume one UT hour later. After several months' silence with some transmitter problems, CFRX Toronto is back on the air on 6070. First reported by Chris Lobdell in Massachusetts, UT February 12th, around 0200, and then also heard by Stephen Wood in Massachusetts, who says trading dominance on the frequency with Cuba. Chris said, now someone needs to tell Arnie Coro to move Cuba off 6070. Shortly after CFRX went down the last time, Arnie put Radio Havana there on what was then an open frequency. It's still scheduled between midnight and 05 UT. The only other interference problem might be from North Korea, which is also on there between 0900 and 1250. There's also adjacent channel interference when I checked from Vatican between 0630 and 0700. It seems CFRX is no longer running comedy overnight, but other talk shows. I couldn't hear it after 1430 UT when there might have been some signal even in the daytime, but using a remote receiver closer to Toronto, Wolfgang Bujold confirms that it was still on the air during the daytime, checked around 1900 UT. And Wolfie notes that the CFRX frequency is about 41 Hz below 6070. Claudio Galas in Chile reports another broadcast of a football match on that 12365 USB transmitter somewhere in Chile, February 7th, after midnight UT. It was relaying Radio Cooperativa on upper sideband with a game between Universidad de Chile and Guarani. That's a Paraguayan team. Good reception, but he's quite close. There were some breaks in modulation after midnight 20, according to his item in the Condiche list. Looking up football schedules, Dario Monfrini figured the next game likely to be put on this feeder would be February 13th at 2200 Chilean time. That would be a bit late in the evening, but converted to 0100 UT February 14th. As usual, in early February, the World Radio TV Handbook has put out a PDF update to the latest edition, including a few items of particular interest. The FARC clandestine in Colombia is again shown as a new entry, last appearing in the 2012 WRTH, La Voz de la Resistencia, although I've not seen any reports of it actually being heard. Need to confirm this. But since both daily broadcasts are in the daytime, it won't be heard very far beyond Colombia. They're shown as 6215 USB for 45 minutes at 1400 and 1900 UT. There have been reports that the only shortwave frequency from Congo Brazzaville 6115 was on the air in the local mornings when we would have a chance of hearing it in North America. Dave Balko in Pennsylvania has been trying to hear it, reporting to Hardcore DX on February 1st. Something came on at 0551 UT, but a DRM signal was blocking it until it went off at 557. There was some talk and music across the top of the hour, but the modulation was just too low. It peaked at 0607 and fading down by 0705, Japan took over the frequency, so further checks needed in order to possibly pull in Radio Congo on 6115 around 0600. In the other Congo, DR, we have some more reports of a shortwave station there, Radio Tele Candip, on 5066.3. Also hard to hear in North America because of the scheduling, but it's heard in the European evenings. Arthur Miller in Wales reports to the British DX Club, hearing it on January 23rd at 1800 UT with songs, vernacular talk at 1900, a phone-in to 1930, and music until 2002. There were drums and closing down at 2003 UT. Also heard the next day, January 24th, with French songs at 1937. On that date, it started at SIO 333, but declined rapidly. It was not heard on Saturday the 25th, but heard again on Sunday the 26th at 1845 with a football commentary. Radio Candip in Bunia is also reported in Playdx by Luca Bottofiore in Italy, February 11th at 1828 with Afropop music and announcements, and the signal was sufficient to good. He says in almost 31 years of listening for this station, it has never been received well enough to record. Here's a Europirate on an unusual frequency reported by Silveri Gomez in Catalonia via Dario Monferini, Playdx. It's Baltic Sea Radio on 9908 LSB, Saturday, February 1st at 1100 UT in English with birds and jingle ID, pop music and an email address for reports. Wolfgang Büscher reminds us of the annual one-day-only, one-hour-only transmission of Radio Imrang, that's O-Umlaut, M-R-A-N-G, from the German North Frisian Islands. It's always on February 21st, which this year is Friday, between 16 and 16:59 UT on 15215 via the Nauen transmitter site in Germany, presumably. Last year, it was partly in English and, of course, in the Frisian dialect as well as regular German. However, checking the HFCC schedules, there could be a problem, a collision with KSDA Guam, which is now scheduled during the first half of that hour on the same frequency, and then for another 15 minutes, Mosbrunn, Austria. Transmissions from whoever's controlling the senders in Greece continues to be sporadic. Wolfgang Büschel said all frequencies were missing on February 10th and 11th. Here I was hearing 7475 and 9420 early February 12th at 0106 with pop music. But then a few hours later, at 0700, Wolfgang Büschel says they were off the air again. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1708. Your contributions, always welcome, by PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Or by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank, please, to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. That helps to keep our broadcasts and website non-commercial. Our website being, of course, worldofradio.com, where you may find a lot more information, including on the items I mentioned during this broadcast based on the new edition when published, DX Listening Digest number 14-07. Ron Howard in California, as he patrolled the tropical bands, has run across marine weather coming from Honolulu on two previously unheard and unknown frequencies, February 4th at 12:19 to 12:28, 3326 USB, a tropical storm warning, and they said from Honolulu, Hawaii, but we're not at all sure if that's where these transmissions are actually coming from. Also, February 5th from 10:34 to 10:59 on 3326 USB, attributed to the National Hurricane Center. And then 4986 USB was doing this as well, which he heard on February 11th at 12:14, ending with Honolulu, Hawaii. Does anyone know where these are actually coming from? Possibly Point Reyes, California, which fits for some of the times, if not the frequencies, as Andy Lavendel in Italy points out the schedule of NWS NOAA Marine HF Voice Weather Broadcasts. NMO in Honolulu is scheduled with the weather broadcast at 12 UT, but on two other frequencies, 6501 and 8764. No, we can't figure out any relation which might point to a mixing product either in the transmitter or the receiver. Ron then contacted NOAA and got a reply from them, suggesting that these are receiver images, but we do not think so. Ron Howard in California reports about Indonesian stations, RRI Ternate, which is 170 hertz below 3345, was heard on one of its better days, February 10th, around 1200 UT, but not with Jakarta News. At 1304 to 1340, they were covering a Quran recitation competition, 10-minute segments of recitations from different persons, including even a woman. Then there's RRI Makassar, 50 hertz below 4750. He says for about 10 months they've not carried the Kangaroo Indonesia programs in English until February 11th, when heard at 1240 with bits and pieces of English, sounded like that program but needs to be confirmed, and hope to do so the following Tuesday. Meanwhile, Ron has received a reply from Greg Worrell of the Kangaroo Indonesia program, address in Denpasar, Bali, about his hearing it on yet another RRI station, Vamena, 100 hertz below 4870 on Thursdays. He says, I would love to read your letter to our listeners as part of our program. They'll be fascinated to know we have listeners in the U.S., probably airing the week of April 9th, and even asked Ron to write something about their 25th anniversary. In Hardcore DX, Carl Hunzik in Czechia says the so-called time station in Italy, Italcavre, on shortwave, already has two programs. They play different music between time announcements on 10 and 15 megahertz. Beautiful. I can hardly wait to hear the third program on 5 megahertz. No other time station provides us with such a selection. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports a second frequency for the clandestine to North Korea Voice of Martyrs. It has been via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, on 7515 at 1600 to 1730. But February 6th and 7th, it was also heard right next to it from an unknown site on 7525. Ron Howard says North Korea seems to be experimenting with which jamming system works best. The South Korean station on 6015 KBS Hanminjok Bangsong 1, February 9th, from 0907 to 1146, was mostly free of jamming, but with short segments of the usual blanket noise or pulsating noise as used against shokaze, but had not been heard before on this frequency, 6015. By the way, the station has a bit of English. At 1000, they said, welcome to Pop's Rhythm. This is from South Korea. And then they were hit by jamming. Also free of jamming on that date from 1146 to 1200, a couple of clandestines, 3912, Voice of the People, and 6003, Echo of Hope. February 11th at 1347, I had a poor signal with heavy flutter on 15575. It seemed to be in English, so it's the so-called North American service aimed toward South America of KBS World Radio. First time I've heard it propagating since last October. KBS stupidly sticks to the same far too high frequency all winter when it won't propagate across the dark side, but we're starting to come out of it. Also audible during the following hour just as poorly during the Korean transmission. 15575 has been coming in better at 0200 UT since it's mostly a day path, but that's in Spanish to South America. Zacharias Liangas in Greece reported February 9th that Classic FM Malaysia was finally on exactly the correct frequency, 5965, heard at 2033 UT with nice traditional music of the 50s and 60s. Ron Howard in California also found it on exactly 5965. February 12th, from 1145 onward, since there was no heterodyne against China on 5965, finally, China goes off at 15:57. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden confirmed at 15:30 UT that it was on almost the same frequency as China, just 15 hertz above 5965 and matching their web stream. Nothing on their old frequency of 5964.7. Ron says apparently the transmitter now used was installed in 2004, a 100 kilowatt unit instead of the off frequency 50 kilowatt transmitter. It makes a world of difference. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports that the external service Voice of Mongolia has not been heard since January 1st, checking for the English broadcast at 0900 on 12085 and at 1530 on 12015. You wonder if it's just bad conditions or if they are really off the air. They did stop their Russian relays via the Voice of Russia in mid-January. And the question is whether they are still on the domestic frequencies, either 7260-4895 or 4830. And some of those were reported in January, as I mentioned last week, by Anker Peterson. The other Bulgarian monitor, Ivo Ivanov, says Voice of Mongolia is not active on shortwave, checked February 4th through 9th. No signal from several remote monitoring units in Asia and Australia between 09 and 11 or 14 and 16 UT on those two 12 megahertz frequencies. Ron Howard found the Yahweh Pirate again, radio station YHWH. He's looking for it especially on Sunday evenings, UT Mondays. Checked all their previously reported frequencies and did not find it until February 10th, closing at 0256 UT, this time on 5820. They really jump around in frequency, and now that we've reported this one, I assume next time it'll be somewhere else. Bulletin, Radio Chosky in Urubamba, Peru, has reset their timer, cutting off their carrier to about 3 minutes earlier. As of February 12th, 5980 cut off the air at 26.5 seconds past 0102 UT, and it precesses about 5.5 seconds later each night. Don't you believe that Sochi, Russia is subtropical, as often denoted by ignorant foreigners, even those who are there, perhaps believing Russian propaganda? Yes, they may manage to cultivate palm trees if they are real, but anyone taking a look at an atlas would see that its latitude is 43.55 north, which is further from the subtropics than Buffalo or Casper. Get real. Also, it's pronounced Sochi, not So-she, as anyone, not including Brian Williams, should notice the third Cyrillic letter in its name. Another important item in the WRTH update is a new entry, Radio Impala, as in the animal, under target Rwanda. It's at 17 to 18 UT daily via Madagascar on 17540. That sounds familiar. Yes, that transmission is the one formerly known as the Radio Mara, M-A-R-A. So it's either a change of name or actually a change of transmission provider. Rich Ray in Illinois confirms hearing it, starting at 1658 UT, February 8th and 9th. And David Koenig of Interwolf Signals Online monitored it February 9th, opening with a pop song. And then some announcements in presumably Kenya, Rwanda, but also English and French, You are listening to Radio Impala, broadcasting on 16-meter bandwidth, 17540 kilohertz frequency. And then they played music for at least 5 minutes. Ron Howard in California reports unusual propagation, bringing in Radio Free Sarawak 15420. Fair to good reception February 10th until sign-off at 12:30. It was much weaker on February 8th, and on the 9th, not even a whisper. Transmitter site, as we finally found out, is Palawig Zambales, Philippines. That's Radio Veritas Asia. Here's an important story which American taxpayers should read at bbgwatch.com or in DX Listening Digest. Dated February 10th and headlined, Office of the Inspector General alleges massive Anti-Deficiency Act violations by IBB officials. Last Thursday, February 6th, WTWW was off the air from 9475 when World of Radio would have aired at 2201. It was still webcast, I assume, but if you're not on the internet, Mark Sills in Dallas says you can still hear it via a telephone service carrying programming on 9475 or 5830. Here's the number. It's in Houston, 832-999-1792. 832-999-1792. In the National Radio Club, Ron Musco reports a special medium-wave DX test has been arranged with Mike Sleezer, owner of WFNY in Gloversville, New York, on 1440 kilohertz. It will be Saturday, February 22nd, from midnight to about 1 a.m. Eastern Time, with Morse code IDs, old rock and roll music. They have a nice QSL card. Report to WFNY at frontier.net. Of course, we're not totally positive whether that means early Saturday morning, late Friday night, or late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. Perhaps we'll know for sure by next week. Looking for RNU Uruguay on 6125, as I reported active last week. February 8th at 0713, I pulled a just barely audible carrier, which I would like to believe was it, since nothing else is scheduled on the frequency at that time. But I'll need more than that. However, Brian Clark in New Zealand pulled it in. It was 80 hertz above 6125, February 6th at 0800. He says, finally, positively identified. Much closer in Argentina, Eduardo Peralta reports hearing it February 6th at 2230 with a book review program, public service announcements, and an IDS Radio Uruguay, IME 1050, with a list of repeaters but not mentioning shortwave. In communication of the British DX Club, Dave Kenny in England reports the English Hour from Yemen at 18 to 19 UT on 6135, her January 29th and 30th. The transmitter comes on the air just a minute earlier with an ID in Arabic. They play a lot of Western pop music, news at 18:30, and features about Yemen. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices, mostly 5 and 2, no higher than 8 and 3. Solar flux declining steadily from 140 February 13th to 120 March 6th. Geomagnetic field unsettled February 17th, 18th, and 25th. Not to be confused with World Radio Day, February 13th, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1708.